you eat today? How would they ask it, probably?
Well, they'd just say, well, how many times you all eat a day?
Or how many times have you, what, today? How many
eat?
Mm-hmm. And then when you're going to go in the kitchen and fix some coffee, what do you say you're going to do?
Make some coffee.
Some people say cook some coffee or boil some coffee or something like that. Then what do you call this kind of a pie that's in a deep dish and it's got a crust on top? Maybe it's apple.
Well, it's a, they call it a, tell you in a minute. Daggone, I don't know what
this cobbler?
Yeah, that cobbler,
was
yeah.
And what do you call a thing you usually drink water out of?
We call them, mostly call them glasses around here, and sometimes, once in a while, somebody say a tumbler, something like that.
And then, if you drink a whole quart of water, you say, I did what?
I drank a quart of water.
And if somebody wants to know how much you had, they say, how much water have you
drank?
Mm-hmm. And then, how do you invite people to sit down at the table? Maybe you've got visitors for dinner.
Well, you just say, well, just sit down there, right here. You sit down over there.
Uh-huh. Would you say this, use the same expression if you're talking to maybe somebody you don't know very well, just visiting you, and a friend of yours, close friend, would you make any difference?
Why,
the way
I wouldn't
you
make
said
any
it?
Difference. No, I'd just say, come in, let's sit down, eat dinner, mm-hmm. like that.
And you say, I sit today, yesterday I, same word, sit, but you know, what I did yesterday.
I sit down at the table.
Mm-hmm. And if there are a lot of people around the table, and maybe you can't reach everything to pass it to them, you say, well, just go ahead and
reach and help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And what do you usually say when somebody offers you food at the table and you don't want it, you want to be polite?
I say I wouldn't care for anyone.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you call food that's been left over from the last meal, and then you warm it up again for the next meal?
Well, we just say, well, we warmed up some potatoes or something.
Would
like
you call them warmed over or warmed
yeah,
up?
Yeah, warmed over mostly.
And what do you do to your food before you swallow it?
You chew it up.
Mm-hmm. And then what about this cornmeal cooked with water, and you make a sort of thick stuff out of it?
That's mush.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what about the stuff that you make out of corn and you soak it in lye?
That's hominy.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever call it lye hominy, or you just call it hominy?
Hominy.
And what do you call general word for the stuff that you get out of the garden?
Well, you call it vegetables.
Mm-hmm. You don't ever call it, you ever use the word garden sass or anything
no.
like that? Some places they do. And well, what do you call what do you call the place where you grow vegetables?
Garden.
And do you have any maple trees around here?
Yeah, there's a few.
Do you make any syrup?
No, we never did make any syrup, but we tapped them and caught the juice out of the tree.
Oh, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
What word do you have to get across the idea that something's not imitation, but it's, what would you say, that's not imitation maple syrup, that's what?
That's pure syrup.
Mm-hmm. You ever use genuine or anything like that?
Well,
word like that?
Hardly ever, just generally say it's pure syrup, something like that.
And what do you call the stuff that you eat, maybe with hot biscuits?